Antique cars are more popular than ever in the United States, and while America's automakers have been struggling lately to sell new cars, the ones they built 30, 40, and even 50 years ago are selling like never before. In the 1950s, 60s, and early 70s, Detroit's Woodward Avenue was like a scene out of the movie American Graffiti, with drive-in restaurants and hot rod cars cruising the street all night long. Now, the kids of that era are aging baby boomers, trying to recapture their youth. And like Sherry and William Billings, who own a 1967 Chevrolet Camaro, they have the spare cash to do it.
Kids got through college.
That's basically it. I mean, we were into cars years ago, but then, you know, the kids came along, the college came along, and now they're on their own, so we're living a little bit.
But it's not just nostalgia that's driving this trend. Chuck Herkowitz has a 1964 Ford Thunderbird convertible, and he expects more than just a pleasant drive from his old car.
I have a 1958 Chevy Impala convertible also. The Impala, which is a very rare car, we got a very good buy on it, and it's doubled in value. So I probably made more money on these two cars than I would if I were to invest in the market.
I think a lot of it is the frustration that's happened with people who were involved in the stock market run-up related to tech stocks, and they saw their shares disappear overnight, and what they had left was bupkis.
Dave Kinney is one of the top antique car appraisers in the United States and an analyst for Sports Car Market magazine. He says wary investors are now looking for something less volatile than stocks and a lot more fun.
They can't manipulate an Enron or a Tyco like some others can and do, but they sure can have something that's substantial when they have a 1967 big block 427 Corvette convertible.
According to the National Auto Dealers Association, the increase in demand for old Corvettes, Mustangs, Thunderbirds, and the like has pushed the average price for a classic car to around $50,000. That's up 40% since 2000, and more than twice the price of many 2005 models. Some muscle cars of the 60s and 70s, like Plymouth Roadrunners and Barracudas, are even bringing record prices in the millions. One thing that's helped turn car collecting from a niche hobby to a mainstream investment vehicle is the Internet.
When I started with eBay 3 years ago, our annualized rate was about $3 billion a year. We're now at $14.3 billion a year.
Steve Haas is the senior manager for the collector car division at eBay. He says the Internet auction site now sells an antique car every 4 seconds.
Not too many years ago, if you wanted to find an old Spitfire or an Alfa Romeo, you may look forever locally in the paper, or cars parked on the street with for sale signs or car club events, and you may go months without finding what you want. Today on eBay, there's so many vehicles listed, you're probably going to find what you want very quickly.
There have been other collector car price bubbles before, but with millions more baby boomers still driving toward that age when they'll have the spare cash to try to recapture their youth, this boom isn't likely to run out of gas anytime soon. I'm Stuart Cohen in Detroit.